Vice President Joe Biden was among the dignitaries appearing in Rochester Monday to announce the development of a new photonics hub in that city. Officials are promising a $600 million investment to facilitate the initiative. For some perspective this morning, we're joined by Randy Gorbman, news director of Rochester Public Radio Station WXXI. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And I guess congratulations to Rochester. This is a huge announcement. And first, if you could, it's called a photonics hub. So if you could, perhaps, just outline the technology and how this hub concept is expected to work in Rochester.
Sure. You know, it's funny. One of the folks here, Tom Batley, involved with a group of industry people here called New York Photonics, kind of joked that it was great that we got this project, mainly so people could actually explain what photonics is, because we're all trying to get our heads around it. If you're not an engineer, as I am not, trying to understand it, they like to describe it, Jay, as the use of light in technology. Basically, you're sort of substituting light instead of like the normal electrons that you might use in electrical circuits. And what you come up with are types of technology, electronics, that could be used in anything from military applications, medical imaging, even your smartphone, which can result in a smaller, faster device that uses less energy. And that's one of the keys that the vice president talked about yesterday, is that by using less energy, there are a whole bunch of, for instance, data applications in New York State that use a tremendous amount of energy right now. And among other things, they feel this could eventually, not right away, but eventually will reduce our need for that kind of energy. As far as Rochester being picked as the hub, we were in competition. You may have heard, or some folks may have heard, of this manufacturing institute that is being done, a concept that the White House has sort of been promoting all over the country. Mm-hmm. They call it a national network of manufacturing institutes. And they're trying to basically get the United States to be a bit more high-tech savvy, have a better technology, better infrastructure to compete on a global basis. So one of the areas they're heavily looking at, as I mentioned, is photonics, particularly as it relates to the defense industry. We're getting, among the funds that are coming here, $110 million in federal money, which is mainly from the Department of Defense. Mm. They'll be working on some applications that you know, we won't even really know exactly what they are, just for you know, security purposes, but that's going to be part of the function of this this hub here.
In hearing you talk about photonics, it sounds like this is something out of the wildest imagination of George Eastman. You know, Eastman's work, of course, you know, built Kodak, and in sewing, built Rochester into, you know, a place where there were thousands of jobs connected to the photography industry and the film industry and such, and of course that has since faded. But I'm curious, Rochester has a great historic connection with cutting-edge technology. Did that in any way, do you believe, tie into this decision to bring this hub to Rochester?
And in fact, the vice president made mention of that. I'll give you one example, one quote. He talked about some of the work being done by some of the smaller high-tech companies. In fact, we did a story with this company recently in Rochester, which had some of the optics used on that that very now well-known probe that went out to try to map part of Pluto. And the vice president said, I'm quoting here, you've gone from making brownie cameras to the lenses that are now mapping the far side of Pluto. Hmm. And it's interesting in a couple of ways. He really keyed in on the spirit of entrepreneurship that Eastman and Chester Carlson, who was an inventor of the xerographic process, and the two men who were involved with Bausch & Lomb, which still has a presence here, and how, you know, obviously that spirit of entrepreneurship is kind of still here. But I think also there's a very real connection, Jay, in that all of those companies I just mentioned, while they may be in much smaller stages of what they were all involved in things like optics and light. And a lot of the engineers who are working on at those companies then in recent years have started these new spin-off companies. And that's one reason why they picked this area. This photonics work is not something that's brand new to us. There are a number of startups in this area already working on the technology, so this is really just giving them kind of seed money, if you will, to really expand that effort.
You know, it's exciting to hear the way you're describing this, for sure, and it does make a lot of sense. At the same time, it has that silver bullet feel to it, and of course, here in Western New York, we've most certainly heard a lot of those types of proposals over the years. What are the skeptics saying about this?
Well, it's interesting, and I think I have to include the media among the skeptics, because we were asking questions of Congresswoman Slaughter, who's been really one of the major backers here, as well as the people involved with the academic institutions, U of R, RIT, et cetera. And I guess the skeptics are saying, all right, you're talking about anywhere between 5,000 and 10,000 jobs, you know, within the next several years. I guess the proof will be, so to speak, in really seeing how this actually gets going, because this is not going to be the only site. I mean, we have a couple of sites in Rochester where there'll be some manufacturing and a lot of research and development, but some of this work is going to be done across the state, various academic institutions, part of the SUNY Polytechnic Institute, which has operations in Albany and Utica and in Rochester. So really, I guess the skeptics are saying, well, you know, we've kind of heard these kind of pie-in-the-sky things before. We would like to see, you know, the hard numbers. Where are you going to build manufacturing facilities? When are these people going to start? And those are questions that those who put this application said, hey, you know, we really couldn't start doing all that until we found out we won this competition. Now, as they say, the hard work begins. They do say that they expect to hire, I think the U of R told us yesterday, at least 100 engineers just to start with. But again, it's I think it's going to be kind of a slow build. Those who are involved say it's not going to take as long as you think. But I guess the skeptics would say, well, you know, show us before, you know, we really embrace this thing.
And then finally, it was the vice president who came to town to help make this announcement. Of course, he is well regarded for his, colorful language is the nice way to say it to a certain extent. You never know what's going to come out of the mouth of the Vice President Joe Biden. How about yesterday? How was he?
Uncle Joe, as some people like to call him. Actually, he was in good form, but I would say nothing really outrageous. He did make, and obviously, you know, you've got speechwriters and aides who kind of give you some of the local flavor. I think off the bat, he said something about, I really just came here to see Abby Wambach, of course, the soccer star who's from Rochester. And, of course, that was a big hit with the invited crowd. And he also made reference of, obviously, his connection to upstate New York. He went to, if you're familiar with the Syracuse College of Law, is where he did his law school time there. And he says he knew a lot of kids in college and still keeps in touch with some of them who have roots in this area. So no huge gaffes, but you can tell, you know, even though he's got the teleprompter screens in front of him, he's not afraid of going off script. You can kind of get that feel, you know, as he's moving along. And of course, being that we're the media, we were waiting for any really, really big faux pas, but really didn't make one yesterday.
Randy Gorbman is the director, or news director, rather, of Rochester Public Radio Station, WXXI. He joins us by phone this morning. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it.